Thank you, Richard. We have our last batch of stories in this part of Chatterbox. Age UK Norwich hosts a vibrant party night for older city folk. Our local hospital addresses a mother's anger that a machine she funded is sitting idle, and the number of passengers flying out of the city airport is on the rise.
More than 100 city folk donned their glad rags to attend an over 50s party night. HUK Norwich hosted the event for older people at Mr. Postle's Apothecary. Around 100 partygoers of all ages up to 90 enjoyed the packed evening filled with disco classics and AC/DC hits. This big night out was designed to provide opportunities for social connection, health and well-being, with a variety of activities like a photo booth, party favour table, free arrival drinks and a spacious dance floor, the atmosphere was inviting and fun-filled. With calls for more such events, Age UK Norwich plans to create more opportunities to showcase that ageing isn't a decline, rather it is a stage of life replete with opportunities.
Police are urging people to be cautious on the water after a spate of deaths in Norfolk. Norfolk Constabulary and the RNLI have issued water safety advice after four water-related tragedies in Norfolk. They are reminding holidaymakers of the dangers of mixing alcohol and water, with one in eight coastal deaths involving drink. Sergeant Toby Gosden said, "Please be mindful of the hidden dangers you may not necessarily see, such as the change in depth, sudden decreases in temperature, unseen objects and currents, which can cause even the strongest of swimmers to get into difficulty very quickly. Please also be aware of the dangers of mixing alcohol and water. It is important to note those at the helm of a vessel are liable for a hefty fine for navigating when not in proper control of your boat, whether this is due to taking drugs or being intoxicated. If you spot someone in trouble in the water, please don't go in after them yourself. Call 999.
The Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service has revealed July was its busiest month of 2024 so far. New data shows the service received 1,467 emergency calls and attended 773 incidents last month. Of these incidents, 61 were building fires, 65 were road traffic collisions, and 3 were cases of flooding. Crews were also sent to complete 653 home safety checks and 9 educational visits. They supported 241 businesses and 50 other agencies in total. The spokesman for the service said July was our busiest month so far this year for emergencies. We attended an increased number of fires in the open, such as fields, forests and heathlands.
A hospital trust has responded to complaints made by a grieving mother over the delay of putting a life-saving machine she donated into use. Wendy Evans, 80, lost her son Neil, aged 48, in June 2021 after he had been diagnosed with melanoma, a type of skin cancer. Following his death, Mrs. Evans from Galston spearheaded a fundraising mission in tribute to her son and raised £50,000 to buy a Horus mole mapping machine. It is understood that had her son had access to one, his life may have been saved. In June 2023, Mrs. Evans donated the machine to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, and it has sat idle since then. Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital Interim Medical Director Dr. Bernard Brett says there are technical issues which are delaying it being put to use.
The Met Office is continuing to monitor a plume of sulphur dioxide that passed over Norwich. The gas was caused by a volcano eruption in southwestern Iceland, the sixth time the volcano has erupted since December. Norwich was one of the cities exposed to the cloud of colourless gas, with speculation it could cause sickness. Symptoms of sulphur dioxide include a sore throat, stomach pain, and vomiting if breathed in at high levels. The Met Office confirmed small concentrations of the gas compound in air over the UK meant pollution should stay low. A spokesman said, "Impacts have been low from this sulphur dioxide, so it is high in the atmosphere and is having little influence on ground level air quality."
The number of passengers flying out of the city's airport is on the rise. Norwich Airport has continued its recovery from the pandemic, welcoming 353,000 passengers last year, up by 2% on the previous year. The financial year figures are for the 12 months to the end of March 2024 and do not reflect Ryanair's first ever flights from the Helsden Airport, which commenced in April. Ryanair has added 60,000 seats to the airport's offering this summer, putting it on track to surpass its pre-COVID passenger numbers of 500,000.
Well, it's time for Bridget and me to say goodbye and hand over to Caroline Sayre and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.